Well, it sure is good to see you, boys and girls. Today I want to tell you a story about Iqaluit. Now, Iqaluit, I mean, it almost sounds a little icky, you know, Iqaluit. Well, in Inuktitut, icky means cold, and Iqaluit is sure icky, I'll tell you. And when I left, it was just 2 weeks ago, and in Iqaluit, the temperature was minus 25. And, you know, that was a nice warm day. Amazingly, the previous week was minus 35, so I was really happy. And it was Sabbath. And do you want to guess what I went and did on that Sabbath? Well, I went out for a walk. But before I did that, I listened to Pastor John give the sermon. Wasn't that exciting? See, I told you, I'm like a member here. And after the sermon, I got all my warm clothes on, I got my warmest pants on, I got my warm jacket on, I put on a hat, I got these big gloves that come up to here, these big boots that come up to here, and I got a hood that comes up over my head, and it's like a tunnel. And around the end of the tunnel is some fur, and I zip that all the way out, and I start looking around like on a periscope. You know what a periscope is? Like on a submarine, and you turn it around, you can see just a narrow little field. Well, I went out walking, and the wind was blowing, and I thought, well, this would be nice just to get outside and get some exercise. Well, it was really cold, and you know, when the wind starts blowing up there, and it's minus 25, it feels a lot colder than the freezer. And I felt kind of like the coming here. I mean, it's so nice to be here because I feel like the chicken that went from the freezer into the oven. And, you know, I'm so happy to be here to thaw out. A vegetarian chicken, of course. And anyway, so I went walking and I thought I'd go out onto the sea. Well, there, the sea in the wintertime is frozen solid. The water is 8 feet deep of solid ice and snow on top of it. So I thought, well, that'll be a nice walk. So I got to the edge of town, and I started walking out on the ice, and the ice is all jumbled up in big blocks of ice here and there, and I'm walking around these little pieces of ice, big chunks, and it started getting dark. And you know, the light out there in the wintertime, we only have 4 hours of sunlight, and it was already 1 p.m. That's like hour and a half from now, and it was already starting to get dark. And so I thought, well, I'm not really out on the clear ice yet. I can see where the ice was getting flat, so I thought, you know, I'm going to keep walking, and I'm making my way through all these chunks of ice and wanting to get out where the ice is flat. So I kept walking, and the wind was blowing from behind me, and it was blowing 60 kilometers an hour. That's not quite as fast as 60 miles, but it's still blowing pretty hard, blowing hard enough that I was walking kind of like this and moving along, and the wind was blowing behind me, and I'm walking along, and the hood's out in front of me, and finally I got out to the ice where it was open. And I thought, wow, this is really neat. Looked around, I thought, you know, now it's starting to get really dark. I thought, I was getting a little bit worried. And I thought, you know, there's no trail that I was following out here. I was just walking. And I stopped, and I turned around, and I got my little tunnel, and I turned around, and I looked back toward town, and I couldn't believe how far away it was. And there in the distance, I could see the lights coming on of the town, and the snow was blowing, and I started getting a little scared that I would be stuck out there and wouldn't get back before it was dark. And with the blowing snow, you can't see, and I got to make my way through all the ice again. And I got really a little bit of panicky, you know, because I thought, oh my, you know, what did I do? And so I turn around, I start heading back, and instead of walking like this, I was now walking like this, you know, trying to make my way through all the wind. And right about then, I came across the Skidoo Trail. And now on my way out there, I couldn't find the trail, so I'd just been walking through the ice however I could make my way through. All of a sudden, coming across that Skidoo Trail was a real relief, because I knew the Skidoo Trail would lead me all the way back to town. And even if it got dark, I wouldn't get lost, because I can stay on that trail and I'll be able to find my way home. So I started going back, and sure enough, you know, by the time it got dark, I got home, got back to the town, and when it gets dark there, it gets really dark. And so that trail, you know, I was so happy to see that trail going back to town and know that no matter what happened, I was going to be able to find my way home. And that's, I did find my way home, and I was a little bit worried for nothing, but that trail, you know, we kind of have a trail through life. Our Bibles provide us guidance in our lives and a trail that we can follow, and we won't get lost as long as we follow the Bible and the teachings. And so that's what I want to encourage each one of you today, to make sure you read your Bible and you spend time with God, because He's our way to our heavenly home, and we don't want to get lost out there because there's a lot of storms and a lot of bad things that can happen. All right, thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats.